Sweetest friends, this shiur should be a special schus for my beloved friend Jeremy Werdig Shlita, who inspired these shiurim in this Sfas Emes, and his no less beloved brother-in-law, Rabbi Mikey Mitnick Shlita. They should both have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. I thank them, and I thank you for being with me today. Says the Heilig of Sfas Emes, in the year Tav Reish Lamed Aleph. Zos Torah Sa'ola, Zos Torah Sa'chasa, Chata, Zos Torah Sa'asham. So Chazal learned that if you're Osek B'Torah Sa'ola, it's like you're Makriv an Ola. You're Osek B'Torah Sa'chata, it's like you're Makriv Achatas. So Sfas Emes says, Niriki ha-mechuvin me'akarbon o'alimud v'atel shiotzei lada me'akarbon. The mechuvin, the purpose of a karbon, is what you learn, and the benefit, the spiritual benefit that comes out for a person from the karbon. Kedarko. Sfas Emes goes deep into the word Torah. What does Torah mean? Torah means to teach. Zos Torah as ha'ola. In other words, the ikar and the karbon ola is what the karbon is teaching a person. A person who's makriv a karbon, like a maisekoif, like a monkey, without getting anything out of it, is missing the whole point, because he's being osek in the tafel, and he's forgetting about the ikar. It's not a good idea. He's osek ba'ola, but not b'toras ola. So today we can't be osek in ola. We don't have olas to bring, because we don't have a beis hamikdash. But we can learn Torah Sola. In the Zohar Kaddish it says, on the Pasuk Eshtami Tukad, that Avera Mechabe Mitzvah, but Avera is not Mechabe Torah. An Avera can extinguish a mitzvah that somebody does, but an Avera cannot extinguish the Torah that somebody learns. The Sfas Emes explains as follows. There's an essential difference between the effect that a mitzvah has on a person and the effect that the Torah has on someone who learns it. Koach ha-mitzvah, says Rabbeinu, is kashrus v'zdapkus shekol mitzvah medabe ka'odam bo yizbarach. Mitzvah is that it connects you, milashon tzavta, it connects you to the borei. We connect our lower worlds to the upper worlds. The mitzvah is like the middleman, which allows us to make this connection. So one hand, a mitzvah is only a physical act that's done with human faculties. And the mitzvah object is just something material. On the other hand, a mitzvah is an expression of Hashem's will and a fulfillment of Hashem's command. And therefore, an avera has the koach to corrupt and stop the connection between us and the borei. Mitzvah is mechaber, and avera chait means mishon lahachtia tamatara, to miss. So an avera, when you do a mitzvah, you're being connecting, you're hitting the mark. And when one does an avera chas v'shalom, one is missing the mark, and therefore it makes it moves a person away from the source. Torah is bechinas kabbalah. That a person puts into himself. Torah is not just like a middleman. Torah changes our essence. A ben Torah is an anderes sort mensch, a holy person. It's like the Torah gave birth to him. Zelo yocholi batal idean avera ki kvar nidbakim boi divrei Torah shekibel. There's this dveikus that a person has when he learns Torah that cannot be extinguished by an avera. Says Rabbeinu, "V'bizar kol de'esh tamitukat ki avera mechab mitzvah lo Torah. Avera is extinguishing a mitzvah, not Torah. I ain't sham." Loshen of the Zohar Kodesh is esh tamitukat amizbeach doy raisa. That's Torah. Ditmar ba'lo kod varikesh num Hashem. Lo sichbe. Vade aver ena mechabe Torah, but aver mechabe mitzvah. Man dovid aver the mechabe mitzvah diiner. V'sligu mitzvah v'sidjudame aretz. L'hoim mechabe mitzvah. L'kayim von v'roshay mechoshich yidmu. Aval gabim ori Torah, that's like v'yoy lo mizbahom. If your person is doing mitzvah, the aver is extinguishing it. But a person learns Torah, that can never be extinguished. Lo sichbe. Begin the narin le b'kam erozen do eraisa dor ra zikri. Or mitzvahs do eraisa de mekayim in l'rabon and Torah iyu l'gabayu. Laila v'yoyimam lo sichbe alayu. Begin the mekayim in bo v'yigisa bo yoyimam v'layla. This is something constant that they are completely, they're non-extinguishable. When a person learns Torah, it becomes part of him, and that can't be extinguished. And he also says, the mitzvahs d'orais, the mekayim l'rabbanim, that the rabbis are mekayim, that's Torah for them. When they're mekayim, mitzvahs l'shma, so since they learn Torah properly, and the mitzvahs are coming from this place of Torah, from understanding Torah, the avera is not mechaba these mitzvahs. There are two ways to do a mitzvah. There's one way to do a mitzvah because you were commanded. But sometimes a person does a mitzvah ketorah. The mitzvah for him becomes Torah. The mitzvah for him becomes a teaching. The mitzvah for him becomes a way of life. And that's really the goal of our learning, that our mitzvahs should turn into Torah. Misayim shem b'zorah kodesh, ki tamil chom oisim mitzvahs l'shma, makabim limud v'derech tshuva lidovik bo yizbarach, mikol mitzvahs she'oisim kem gam ha'mitzvah shalem Torah. If they're makabal limud and derech tshuva, through their Torah, they're dovik b'ashem, from all of their mitzvahs, their Torah brings them to mitzvahs, to tshuva, and therefore, ein averim mechabe. B'chein ritzoni yizbarach, she'kol mitzvah yenichlal b'nivlal b'torah. God wants that all of our mitzvahs should be mixed in with Torah. The Heilige Rav Yaakov Yosef from Polania, that told us Yaakov Yosef, that's the manifesto of Chassidus, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Not enough people are learning told us Yaakov Yosef, so I'm just going to throw it out, sweet friends, that we should be zecha to learn it more. Mamish Gevaldik is safer. They even put out, the good Yidden Munsi put out the Perish. It's a hard safer to understand, but he put out a Perish. The art scroll told us Yaakov Yosef, if you will. Other ones also have been put out, other editions with commentaries and sources. So it's Kedai. So he writes in Akdominos Beis, because of Mefarish La Rama Perak Beis Michal Seodei HaTorah V'Zeh L'Shono Siva B'Torah V'Omer V'Avto As Hashem Elokech V'Lo Nidnu Kol HaMitzvah Zeh L'Kedei Shagia B'Hem L'Zeh Madrega. God commanded to love him, and the mitzvahs are to come to this place. Siva B'Chard V'Chaim L'Man Tichya Le'Avos Hashem. You're doing mitzvahs to love God. Tachos of the Tariq mitzvahs is to come to a love of God. And so is Mefurish in the Zohar HaKadosh, Ki Tarek Mitzvahs, Nikra Tarek Itin. There are 613 Eitzes. Person wants, you know, sometimes they have these articles. How do you get the girl to like you? How do you get the guy to like you? How do you this? How do you that? How do you have a good marriage? So how's this? How do you get God to love you? How do you get yourself to love God? Because Hashem loves you. That's a good start-off point. But how do you get yourself to love Hashem? How do you get yourself to cling to Hashem? And how do you expand Hashem's love for you? The Rajregas of Ava. So the answer is, there's 613 pieces of advice. Not the Ten Commandments, the 613 commandments. What are they? The mitzvahs. Ibn Ezra, Kisisa Lamed Aleph Yudches, V'sharosh Kol HaMitzvahs, Ad Sheyoav Es Hashem B'chol Nafsho V'Yidavik Bo. Now the Chassid should say for the Ibn Ezra. He came a few weeks before Chassidus came into being, and he says that the shayrish of all mitzvahs is to love God. In the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, Avos Paragimel Mishnah Yud, Dinei Kol HaTorah Kula Rak Lidobek BaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chen Siya Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Achar Kol HaTochachos Vosit Bakun. And that's it. The goal is Dveikus. Like Hillel answered the Goy who comes to be Mizgayir Amanas Lumot Kol HaTorah Kula Al Regel Achas. Ma'da Olach Sani L'Chavrich Lo Saved. What's hateful unto you, do not to your friend. Shemati Moivi Rabbi Zal Peris Sani Lechavroch, what's hateful unto your friend? It says the Sani Allah Lechavroch Lo Savit. Made Allah Sani Lechavroch Lo Savit. So he learns a Chassidus Shepshat. Sani Lechavroch, what's hateful to your friend? He puts the two together. Madalach sani lechavrich lo savit. What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. But he learns, sani lechavrach, what's hateful unto your friend? Who's your friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's chabrusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo savit, don't do it. And that's the whole Torah. The whole Torah says, don't do anything that's going to bring you away from God and do everything that's going to bring you close to God. Aveir is osias avar, and then a yud, and then a hey, Hashem. You're missing Hashem. Mitzvah lashon savta. You're connecting to Hashem. Svasema says Torah becomes a part of you. Tosis and Ksubis, Daf Kufdal Ramad Aleph, Dibur Maschilo, writes the name of the Medrash, Shekonis Torah L'toch Gufo. Makoro Batana de Be'elio Rabba Perichovov, Shekonsu L'soich Me'ov. Should go in your stomach. It says in the obviously, Rabbi Nosson Perichov Dalet Ozdal, Halom Etorbi Aldusa de Return, Vloim Vidomov, it's absorbed in your blood. Chukas, Tof Reish Nun Bez in the Svasem, Estibar Maschel Shiras, Vishamati Mori Zikni, I heard from my grandfather, Chlusharim, Mashatarish Brachel Fanel, Achora, what is Torah of Brachel before and after? Who come up with Suu, the Sheikh Brachel Fanel, Mashizmin Hashem is Brachelon, Ochel, Ulachora la Svia, it's like a meal. First, you thank God for the food, and then afterwards for the Svia, with your Makabel, Mazon, Vichius, Mena Michael, your Makabel, this nutrition from the food. And therefore, shir berachas hamazon over achar zman iko, when the food is no longer there. Ken yesh Torah bracha l'acharei al ma shezoichin limshach chiyus midivrei Torah lios nevel nefesh adam. Gives you chiyus. There's an after bracha, just like the after bracha on food. In the Sefer Sifzei Tzadik from the Piltzer and the Moedim Shuas Osid Gimel, Vadoni Avizigni Zalam Rala Mai Rovus Dreb Nasu, your Divrei Torah of Lom Bedom, of that that it says an Avis Dreb Nasu, and the Torah should be absorbed in your blood. Hainush Divrei Torah, Nivloim Mechole Varim, Zezolin Verin Adurch, Geknetten mit dem Blut in Ale Varim. They should go, Mamish, good in all your blood and all of your limbs. They should be kneaded, K-N-E-A-D, mixed in with everything, with all your evam. That's Torah. Wow. So based on this, we can understand the union of birchas mitzvahs. We're mekayim mitzvahs b'foal, but we make a bracha on God's command. And the ability that God gave us from His tzivui to fulfill His will and to elevate our bodies, and the dveikus that the mitzvah gives us in the Olamos Elyonim, and the change that it makes in our body and our soul. So there's no practical difference in the ma'isa mitzvah of the Talmud Chacham and the ma'isa mitzvah of the Am Haaretz. The difference is in the rotzer and the shtokukus that there is before a mitzvah, and memela, and the effect that it leaves on him. By the Am Haaretz, it's just a Maisa. By the Talmud Chacham, it's Torah. And it stays with him. Zos Torah Sa'ola. That this Torah, that this learning, is a Torah. It teaches you a way of life, and then it becomes even, it goes even into your mitzvahs. V'zenyan birchas hamitzvahs shehevrish bein Talmud Chacham la'amaretz b'siyas hamitzvahs is Rabbeinu hu ba'abrocha v'rotzen asiyasa ki gufa ma'isim shavim. The gufa ma'isim doing, they're eating the same matzah factory. Rak ha'brochi al atzivui, the brochas an asher kadishanu mitzvoysa v'tzivanu hu dveikus hamitzvahs ba'atorah, and that's the clinging of the mitzvahs to the Torah. Sherei tzivui hamitzvahs heim ba'torah. The commandment of the mitzvahs are in the Torah. Baruch Mevar Zeh Hashem Yisbarach Tzivanu B'Torah Kein. And the bracha says that God commanded us in the Torah to do this. Right? The bracha medavik hamitzvah b'shorash b'torah. Through the bracha, he's medavik, he connects the mitzvah to its root in the Torah, and then it has that much more power. So, Amei Aretz also make mitzvahs, but if they don't have the Torah, then it doesn't have the same connection. Okay. We're going to skip now to Sfasemes, Tav Reish Lamed Zayin. The pasuk says, "Uvier alah kohen etzim baboker baboker, v'rach alah olah v'ktir alah chelvei ashchelvei shlamim." Sfasemes explains v'derech remes, and the avod yisod mashalim ba'olama. Person shouldn't just rest on his laurels and suffice with the madrega he reached. Every day has to keep searching, keep going higher. The pasuk is speaking about the daily avoda. Perishu b'svar makadoshim lechabiz b'chol yom eitzus shonus echlevar emes etzlo. V'ze eitzim baboker baboker. And he burned the coin, burned the eitzim every morning, and then he put the ol on it, and then the chelvei ashlamim. So in the Heilig Avod Yisrael, Kozhin Tzer Avos Perakei Mishnehei, he writes eitzu loshen eitzah yutza. Shadam Achashev. This is all brought in the Bnei Bina and Sfasemes. Shadam Achashev Mizboinei Tomei Chlavet Zbori Yisbarach Shemo. V'zeo varach alei eitzim baboker baboker. Shakoyin ha'yitzorach b'chol yom l'sader oysan ha'etzis v'machshavos k'doish sh'yavod b'em ezbora kol yom. Every day find etzis for new avod ha'etzei ye'utza. And in the sefer Agonos L'Tzadikim from the Baal HaMechaber Keser Shem Tov, which was first printed in Zolkva in Tov Kuf Samech, which is over 200, about 200 and 18 years ago. Ubiyer la kohen perush ha'oved Hashem eitzim baboiker baboiker perush yachkor tomid. That's bikoret. Seek out, search out. Achar eitzis chadosh uslu is oved es Hashem yisbarach ade oisen eitzis kumashis v'zor hakadosh kol tarag mitzvah shel Torah itin lavoi l'dveikus Hashem yisbarach. Always look for new eitzis, new ways to serve Hashem. Don't just say, well, I did what I did and that's it. And that's the Hemshech. V'arach ale ola. Ola are the machshavos and ritzonos that come up in a person's heart. Person has to make sure to be in control of them, and through that he gets the chelvei ashlamim, as Rabbeinu writes because of Rashi. That even though an Eish is Yorid Min HaShemayim, it's a mitzvah to bring our own fire. Because Be'emes, every person, every Jewish heart has an Eish, has an Akud of Eish, Mitzad Chelek HaTorah, that's in every Jewish soul. And in the footnote he brings from the Shara Gulgulim and the Chesed Lavram, the deep Kabbalah Sfarim. Sfasemes was in his 20s when he was writing this, but that didn't stop him from knowing Kabbalah. You need eitzes that this nakuda should be expanded. So in other words, God already put this eish in your heart. That is the fire that's already there. But every morning you have to put on a new fire, you have to expand the fire. And So the Ola, the Machshavas, you bring the carbon Ola and the Machshavas, Lotovos, you have to elevate it. And then there's the Shlamim. The Shlamim is what brings everything close to Kedusha. So now we're going to see a little bit more and expand it a little bit more from the Chassidus Sfarim to explain this Fasemis. And the Sefer Ben Poras Yosef, Parshas Toldos, he writes, "Ve'inyan ki adam mechuyev lehamin ki melo kol haaretz kvodo yitbarach. Let atar panui minei. Everything is filled with God. There is nothing that is lacking God's presence. V'chol ha'machshavot shel adam yesh bo metzius yisbarach. All our machshavos have metzius v'shem ka yesh ha'yal ha'machshavto shel adam. Ve'esisko b'tfil ha'machshav rov v'zori ba'al adam l'takinu l'alosa. This is the famous avod of tzaddikim. Av ha'alos ha'machshavos. That every machshav that comes into your mind, you have to elevate it. That's the Ola. Varach ala Ola. You have to find Eitzes to elevate it. Famous Tanya on Perakoach. Im nof no hiroi taivitz v'sham achshav v'zoris v'shas avvidi v'toru v'tfilu v'kavon ayash yisleib aleyem. El yasiach datim yam karega v'gam ayashot alasak balos amidu sham achshav v'zora kanoida. Ki lo nem v'dvar malel at tzadikim. The Tanya says, don't think you're such a tzadik. If in the middle of davening, in the middle of learning, and all of a sudden this woman comes into your mind, don't think, oh, I'm going to elevate this thought and I'm going to bring it to a holy place. Don't elevate thoughts. Don't bring it to a holy place. Just be meisiach das. Distract yourself. Think about something else and forget about her. Forget about her. Because this avod of halos ha'machshavos is for tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, zei veisen viazoi. Viazoi machmen. But mir veisen garnish. Us simple people, me, we don't know how. So we just, anytime machshavos zoros come into the regular person's mind, he just has to distract himself. So that's the avod of tzaddikim is to elevate. Now the idea of the shlamim is the chel ve'ashlamim, v'yiktir ala chel ve'ashlamim, that's going to bring to shlamus. If you arach ala ola, if you elevate the machshava, it's going to bring to shlamus. Zora kodesh parashas pekudei, reish lamed ches, lamed bey, says, shah karbanam mevat shlamim ba'al makulu, mikam asitchin amori din, lis abru, lis anor, migor usa, lis basom, alikun kuchim kalim. So the kuchim kalim are those are the karbanas that bring shalom, that bring shlamus to the world. From all these different sides and different dinim. And that's called kuchim kalim. In the Hagos Marchu, Reb Chaim Vital, Osdalad, Nitzas HaKadosh, Shabbal HaKlipa, Zeh Ola Adei HaKrobes HaChalovim, Uvolei HaKulo, Kol HaVilov Nitzas LaChitzonim. So in the Klipa, that's elevated by the being Makar of the Chalovim. But the Ola was Kulo Kol, that went completely to Hashem. There was no spark for the external sources. But the other Karbanas have a little bit for the Chitzonim, and therefore they're Kachim Kalim, they're only lighter Kachim. It's known from the holy words of the Baal Shem Tov. There always has to be an akuda of islavis of enthusiasm in the heart of the Jewish person. The mizbech is the heart. There always has to be this fire in the heart. But tamid is not only in time. The islavis has to be for tamid. Person has to make kabbalah upon himself, kabbalah chazaka, that no matter what happens, they're not going to extinguish his enthusiasm. Sometimes a person reads the newspaper, he goes on the internet, he reads this, a lappy course is here, a lappy course is there, a little bit of Leitzanus, a little bit of Ligluk, all these different websites. I'm not sure there's a God. Sometimes I keep mitzvahs.blogspot.com. I keep only some of the mitzvahs.blogspot.com. All these different things that a person sees and hears and reads and people he speaks to. It calls a person off from Avodas Hashem. So a person that's going to kabbal upon himself, he's going to be on fire no matter what. And when the mislavis is karoi, then the machshava ra that comes into his heart is going to be burned. Zora Kaddish writes, Tochazi, Ksiv Zoris, Toris, Oil, 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 The salgo reyosid the barnosh listo lame eroch shoit. It goes in a person's heart to remove him from the derech ha'emes. You have to fire with your heart. Begin this law. So don't give it any room. You just have to burn it with your heart, with the fire in your heart. All the negative thoughts that we have, other thoughts, people have negative thoughts about themselves, about their kochos. Burn it. Kimas donag mipnei esh. Melt it. And then you get this new light. You get this new light. Even though it was burning with you the whole night, and then in the morning there's this new morning. Ad haboker. And then your matzliach levarit, there's eitzim baboker baboker. Akach ubir, kikach kosu b'riyas shalom b'er baboker. First it's going to be darkness, then it's going to be light. Kikach kosu b'riyas baruch lios b'or ha-beir aliyah ta-roivis. How does the beir come? How does this boker, bikur, being able to see, being able to examine, how does that come? First there's erev, there's night, there's ta-roivis, there's mixture. Moshkos of Yochin the Tzadik Yilbash. Prepare in the Tzadik will wear. If he sweeps Machshav Zaris, Kach Mischadish, Loba Boker, Koach Chodosh, to the extent that you burn the Machshav Zaris in the morning, you have this new Koach, the Siv Machadish, Bechol Yoim, Afal Pichain Mitzvah, Lahavi Min Ahedyot. That's what it means, that every day we have to bring this new fire, even though we already have. From Hashem a fire, but we have to bring this new fire from our own avoda. Baboker, baboker. Svasem sends you to what he writes in Parshas Vayakel. Nedava, baboker, baboker. Kitu lasis nedava, rotzon alev, reishis kol ritzonos. Sheish b'chol yom rotzon chodesh l'chol nefesh b'sav. There we have new ritzonos. You have to give that to Hashem. Kisavo tarmat mis bikurim lios reishis kol davar l'shmo yizbarach. Beginning should always be for Hashem. The first thing you do in the morning, remember Hashem. Okay, these are big yisodos and avodas Hashem, sweet friends. There's a lot more to do, obviously. It's Parashas Tzav, it's Shabbos HaGadol. So we're going to conclude the shir here. We're going to give ourselves a bracha. The fire should always burn, never be extinguished in our hearts. Amen v'amen. I hope we're able to do another shir on Parashas Tzav this year. If not, and hopefully next year, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means, and we'll be zochem to Hashem to go mal together. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom.